Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about a site engineer has to carry a lot of responsibility on his or her shoulders. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A construction site is not a pleasant site as it is filled with dust, dirt all around you, but you will still find people working on the site just to make sure that things are moving smoothly. The worker labors are tough as they have to continue their job in scorching heat of the sun. But if there is someone whose job is tougher than perhaps anybody in the entire construction site, it is the job of the site engineer that is considered to be the toughest than anybody else. He or she has to look after many things and has to ensure that they all fall in place and do not go off track. Though he or she is assisted by others as well, but frequency of assistance becomes quite limited during the peak hour business hours. At that point in time, they need to manage everything on his or her own. Right from the man management to the monitoring the performance of the work, all falls on his or her shoulders. He or she can't shrug it off. He or she has to make sure that all the work that is assigned to him is done within the time frame. An engineer is paid on the basis of experience he has gained in the construction industry. What kind of responsibilities that he has fulfilled till now? The package of the site engineer depends majorly on the kind of activities he or she can handle. So reading the plan and designing it is just one of his responsibilities, and he expected to do more in order to be paid more. This means that today's engineers have to go through a lot of stress as well. This is why the construction companies have started recruiting people who will work directly under a site engineer and will report to him or her of any issues happening on the job site. The project planning engineer is difficult from a site engineer, though both have the capabilities to read and understand the plans and designs. However, the site engineer in most cases does not have the authority to make any amendments to existing plan, and that can be done only by the project engineer. Only if the project engineer directs the site engineer to amend the project's plans, he can do that. His main work is the liaisons with the project engineer, communication, his instructions to the labor, and the heavy equipment operators. One more important function of the site engineer is to check the availability of raw materials, and in case if the materials are soon going to get over, then check how soon fresh supply will pour in. If they run out of supplies, then he will be the one calling to organize more supplies to come to the jobs like 2x4s. This is quite a crucial job where the site engineer skills are tested quite often. Site engineers, with the help of his team, try to resolve issues with the suppliers or laborers or any party who is related to the job. Since he is assisted by his team, he can assign some of the work to a trusted team member and focus on the other activities on the site. But eventually, he becomes answerable for anything that goes wrong, and therefore has to be sure of the things shaping up on the site to make sure the job site gets done at a quality time or on the time basis that they were given. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.